Hi guys, you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. Today we have a sentence taken from a video called How Powerful is Singapore? And for those who have been to Singapore would know that Singapore is such a country or city full of discipline, and because they have all those laws confining people, but that's also one of the reasons why Singapore is one of the strongest countries right now. So let's take a look at today's sentence. With a huge cash surplus, tremendous military and close relations with the United States, Singapore might not be a traditional international behemoth in regards to land size, but it certainly stands on its own as one of the best equipped and most powerful countries in Southeast Asia. With a huge cash surplus, tremendous military and close relations with the United States, Singapore might not be a traditional international behemoth in regards to land size, but it certainly stands on its own as one of the best equipped and most powerful countries in Southeast Asia. 那我们首先要来看的呢，就是 surplus 这个字。Surplus 呢，指的是额外的，或者是过剩的。那它也有一种像是如虎添翼的感觉。像是我们可以说 in addition to being really organized, his critical analysis skill is a huge surplus. 就是他除了做事非常有条理，他的批判性思考呢也是让他如虎添翼的原因之一。那这个 sir 呢是指他通常会放在字首，是指额外的。像是如果说是 surpass, 指的就是胜过，就是有超越的感觉。像是说 the development of Singapore has recently surpassed Taiwan. 新加坡的发展呢早已经胜过胜过台湾。这样我们来看 tremendous 呢指的是巨大的，那它的 tre 呢是发 tre 的音，重音在 men 的地方， dous 发短音呃的音， tremendous 则是巨大的，所以以后讲到大你可以不只讲 big 或者是 enormous， 还可以讲 gigantic 跟 tremendous 就是巨大的。这样我们来看 military 呢指的是军事的，那它的第二个 i 呢是发短音呃的音，重音在 tary 的地方，那 a 是发微笑的嘴型 a 的音。 military 指的是军事的或者是军方。那我们如果要讲一个人从军，我们也可以说 he enrolled in the military， 会用 enroll 这一个这个动词。那它的形容词呢则是 militant 指的是好战的，像是说 The dwarves in the Lord of the Rings are extremely militant， 指在这个魔戒里面的小矮人，矮人族呢是非常非常好战，就是我们熟悉的 Gimli 那个角色，他们很好战。再我们来看 traditional 这一个字， traditional 呢指的是传统的，它的 tra 呢只有发短音呃的音， traditional。那 traditional 呢比较跟传统跟习俗有关系。那我们先来在看 tradition 之前呢，我们先来看 conventional， 因为 conventional 跟 traditional 呢这两个字其实都是指传统的。那两个要怎么区分呢？那其实 conventional 呢通常会比较是处于大家认为比较常见或比较被接受的，那 traditional 则是有比较历史悠久而有的传统的这种感觉。举例来说呢，如果你要结婚，traditional wedding dress 可能在台湾来说可能是一个是红色的， but in the US a conventional dress is four length and white， 就是在美国的时候呢传统的婚纱则是白色的，就是有一个传统跟比较常见的些微的差异。那 tradition 呢则是名词，指的是传统的意思，像是 it is a tradition for our family to gather before New Year's Eve， 在我们全家会在除夕夜之前团圆，是我们家族的传统。那 convention 呢也有指惯例或者是习俗的意思。那我之前看到一个很棒的例句，他说 It is silly to be a slave to social conventions， 对于社会习俗盲从呢是非常非常愚蠢的，也就是教导我们现在要有这个判别能力，去知道哪些东西是因为历史悠久而流传下来，可是哪些东西却应该要顺应时势而被修改掉。那再来我们来看 unconventional 刚才提到 conventional 有除了习惯的意思，还有就是常见的感觉，所以 unconventional 它当形容词就是不依惯例的，或者是不是你所平常熟悉的。像是我们如果要形容一件事情非常新颖，我们就可以说像是举例来说是音乐剧好了，我们就可以说 This musical is the unconventional musical that brings your sensation to another level， 这一个音乐剧呢不是跟就是跟以往的音乐剧都非常不一样，它非常独特，让你的所有感官呢都达到另外一个层次。 再我们来看 behemoth。Behemoth 呢是原本是圣经的典故，那它这个 B E 呢是发短音 B 的音，那重音在 H E 的地方发 behemoth M O T H 这边发短音 E 的音 ，behemoth 指的是巨兽。这样我们来看 equip 呢指的是装备的意思，它的重音在 Q U I P 的地方，像是我们可以说 His hiking gears are equipped with。Hiking cans, water bottle, and some easy pan to cook with. 就是他的登山装备呢，有一些就是登山杖、水壶，还有一些可以让他炊煮在山上炊煮的用具。那名词呢，则是 equipment。Equipment， 像是我们可以说 ，You have to make sure you have the sufficient equipment before you go on an adventure。你在去冒险之前呢，要就是把配备都弄齐全，因为像是工欲善其事，必先利其器的感觉。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. With a huge cash surplus, tremendous military and close relations with the United States, Singapore may not be a traditional international behemoth in regards to land size, but it certainly stands on its own as one of the best equipped and most powerful countries in Southeast Asia.